Her breast, very important, is full and standing up, and the nipple is erect. The nipple is erect have meaning, have a lot of tantra meaning. I cannot explain now, but you cannot make her nipple. I see some Kathmandu, some Vajrayana statue, they bring down. It's very bad. Why? Bedan Pommel shows like an old lady, it bring down. Vajrayana shows like a young lady, it bring up. It's up and it's full, but not. You don't make like too much. It must be anatomically correct. But her breast is actually full and the nipples is erect. Some Vajrayana, they bring down like that. Sing Dong Ma, the lion face Dakini. Her breast is down. Okay? Vajrayogini, Vajravarahi. Tara, all the breasts is up. It have meaning, have a lot of meaning. It has nothing to do with sexual meaning, it has to do with tantra meaning, tantra. Very powerful. And her waist is very slim, and her hips jut out. Very, very, you see Indian women, they're very voluptuous. So she's not fat, she's voluptuous. And her legs is very important. Her legs must stand to the left. Why? She represents Mother Tantra. Mother Tantra is having to do with wisdom. They focus more on wisdom to become enlightened as opposed to compassion. So her leg is focused toward wisdom side, and then this leg is not like that. Some Vajrayana they make like that. No, it's like that. Straight, just like her arm, and this one comes up like this. And her face, not like this, huh? Look carefully, it's not like that. It's actually, look, if we make look at you, cannot. So artistically, we make the face a little bit up like that, but can see the face full. So this one, not bad. Not bad the way they make. So a lot of Vajrayana they make, very bad. It's completely wrong. I saw. It cannot be like that. Very bad. She's not looking up. No. She only her eyes telling you where she go. If she look up, look like she don't care about you. The face look at you, but she care. So it's like this. Can see the face and her eyes looking up. And her hand is straight. And her leg, this one is bent, this one is stretched. Under her leg, very important, is Black Bhairava. Black Bhairava represents what? Represents hatred and ignorance. And is male. And his face and his chest is faced down. She's stepping on what? She's stepping on his here and here. Actually, his head is bent backwards, like this. So she's stepping with the front of her foot on his forehead down, and the back of her foot here. That's how she stands. Okay? What does that represent? Ignorance and hatred. Ignorance resides here, symbolically. Hatred resides here. So when she steps on Bhairava, it represents what? Through Vajrayana, she can make clean your ignorance and your hatred. So she's stepping on the man, black, face down, not on his back, the back of her foot on his back, the front of her foot on his forehead, but the head is backward. Kesan. Okay? And he has only two arms. Kajasaranji says, Bhairava has actually more than two arms, but because this is a rule, remember this. Any deity, the main deity who has two arms, the deity they're stepping on should have not more than two arms. It's inauspicious. So in Vajrayana's case, a lot of times they make a mistake and they put four arms. It's incorrect. It's two. If it's Hiruka, it can be more arms. Remember, the deity they step on cannot have more arms than them. Inauspicious. This one Kajasaranji said specifically, I remember very clearly in Los Angeles, 20 plus years ago. Yeah? Okay, then on her right, she's stepping on a female on the breast. That's Bhairava's consort. Dutsema. Or we say Kalarati. Okay, Kalarati and Bhairava. So Kalarati, stepping on the breast, meaning what? The lady, when we see the lady, the first thing we look at is her breast. The breast is what attracts people. This is what people believe. So when she steps on the breast of the lady, it represents what? By practice Vajrayana, you destroy desire. you destroy lust. And all the negative karma that comes from desire and lust, you destroy. So what she step on is not real people. Symbolic. The meaning. Anhiruka is the opposite. Okay? And then, this one is called Karanka. Karanka is very important because Guru Rinpoche has a Karanka, Singdoma has a Karanka, Vajrayani has a Karanka. Many deities have a Karanka. Vajrayani's Karanka is very different. Why? This Karanka on Vajrayani represents what? It represents Chakrasambhava. This represents her consort. It means her and Chakrasambhava or Hiruka never separate. So Anhiruka, she is holding him. He's standing and holding her. Right? Vajrayani and Hiruka is together. But on Vajrayani, Hiruka is here. So it means in this tantra, she's the boss. Anhiruka, his karanga doesn't represent Vajrayani. But on Vajrayani, her karaka represents him. Why? Vajrayani and him are exactly the same, but her is a condensed, short, easier, faster, quicker, less requirement practice to reach enlightenment than his. So hers is simplified. But it means that he is with her one. So on her, the karaka represents Hiruka. And her karaka is very important because on top of that karaka has a vajra. Under that, you have three heads. The top head is dried up, a skull. The next head below is halfway rotted. It will be, halfway rotted. Then the next head below that will be fresh head. These three heads represent what? The three Buddhas of the past, the present, and the future. Dried up head means gone. That's Buddha Purvajanda. The head almost gone, half rot, half alive, is Buddha Shakyamuni. Because teaching halfway finished. Then a new head, fresh, represents Maitreya to come. In Tantra, you use visuals to represent. Under the head will be a double vajra. Okay? I'll show you a picture. Under the vajra will be a long light vase. Tebum, like what Zonghaba hold. Okay? Then the tibum is wrapped with a kata and a damaru. Remember that, damaru. And a damaru hanging. This is a very special feature of Vajrayani's karanga. Very different than Guru Padmasambhava. Guru Rinpoche on top of Padmasambhava has three. A trident. Very, very different. So people always mix back and forth, they don't know. You must know the meaning. It's very important to do correct. Okay? Then you have a kata tie, a scarf, and then you have a damaru. In a damaru bottom. Like that. And you have this one also. So it's hanging like that. All Vajrayani's karanga. With a kata. That's what it looks like. Should have. Let me take a look. Should have a bell also. I found it already, Jeff. Forget it. Go to sleep.